So this week's parsha is Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, one of the sources for a concept that, depending on what parak in Bracha you're in, you might have learned it. We had a concept when in sixth grade, a concept called Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. You just learned it. Okay, so it's a concept. It's in the Mishnah and Brachos, and it's also throughout the Gemara. Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. A shliach is like the person himself. Oh, sorry. Here are the lollipops. Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. A person, when you send a messenger, it's like you did it yourself. One of the sources, the Gemara in Kedushin says, one of the sources for this halacha is this week's parsha, Karban Pesach. The Gemara Kedushin is not on the shelf. I don't know, somebody's borrowing it, so I don't have it in front of me. But the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, V'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben harbayim, and all of the Jewish people, they shechted the Karban Pesach in the afternoon. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Everybody shechted the Karban Pesach? Millions of people standing there with their goats or their sheep, whatever, their sheep, right? You have millions of people there doing it? You can't have all the Jewish people, right? Mikan, Sheshlucho, Shaladim Kamoso. One guy would shecht, and that would count on behalf of everybody else. From here we see, Shlucho, Shaladim Kamoso. So what I wanted to do today is there's so much to talk about Shlichos. I just wanted to focus on one Ktsos. So let me just introduce the Ktsos. Rabbi Aryeh Leib was the author of the Ktsos HaChoshen. The Ktsos HaChoshen is a commentary on Choshen Mishpat. That's the section of Shulchan Aruch that has to do with Dinei Mamonos, with monetary matters. He also wrote the Avnei Miluim, which is a commentary on Eben HaEzer, laws related to marriage, divorce, Yibum, things like that, fun things like that. And others, and the Shev Shmaita, as well, which is seven Lumdusha Sugyas. Now, it was an old minhag, in the minhag in the yeshivas was that you would learn Ktsos to, it would open you up to a whole new way of learning. And the Rashi Yeshiva of pre-war Europe very strongly encouraged learning Ktsos. We once spoke about the Levush Mordechai, Moshe Mordechai Epstein from Slabodka. The Slabodka Yeshiva is the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Levush Mordechai, we spoke about him in the Sugya about, there's a concept called Bari Veshema. If one person is sure, one person is not sure. You missed it? Oh, okay, could be. So Bari Veshema was a good one. Bari Veshema was the concept of if one person is sure and one person is not sure, we believe the person who's sure. So the question is, when somebody comes to somebody, to Reuben comes to Shimon and says, that item that you found, it's my item. A regular case of Hashem HaZaveda. So we know, we're learning Elam and Tzius now, we know the halacha is, you need a simon. So the Achronim ask, why do you need a simon? Bari Veshema. I say that that's, I'm sure that that's mine. And the guy who found the item, Shimon, he doesn't know what it is, right? So we dealt with that over there. We learned a little piece, a paragraph from the Levush Mordechai. The Levush Mordechai, in his introduction, I think this is in his introduction to Sefer on Bava Kama, he writes, he's talking in the introduction. He's talking about different methods of learning, and he discusses Bekiyas versus Iyun. Broad knowledge versus in-depth knowledge. And at the end he says that really the best way to do things is you should learn some Gemara by itself and some Gemara with Rashi and Tosus. And then he says, V'sha achas bayom yikva lilmod ktsos. Im chaver kegilo. 1 hour a day, the Levush Mordechai, I was amazed. The Levush Mordechai suggests that in your regular learning, when you're learning all day, 1 hour of the day should be spent on Ktsos HaChoshen, unrelated to what you're learning in the morning, in the afternoon, and night. An hour a day set aside for Ktsos. Im Chaver Kegilo, a friend of yours, same age, Sheish Lo Seichel Yasher, who's also able to think straight. And this way, And that's part of the ingredients for a successful yeshiva student, is to learn Ketzos. So we see the primacy of Ketzos. And then he says something brought a smile to my face. The last paragraph of his introduction. The Nesivis was the one who disagreed with the Ketzos. So sometimes he agreed with him also. They went back and forth. They were Bar Pluktus. He says, I have to just make a request from the Ketzos and the Nesivis. This is a Levush Mordechai. He didn't live at the same time. A lot of times we learn the words of the Ketzos and the words of the Nesivis. We learn them, we write about them, we discuss them. Yatzu Tvarim Shelo Kahogan, things come out not proper. Neged Kavod Torah Samakadosha. And sometimes will come out in a way that it seems to belittle their work or tone down the effect, their chidushim. Nanesi lachem atzmos rabosenu hakadoshim. Nanesi, by the way, that the expression nanesi means to forgive. It's in the Gemara in the story of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. In that story, nanesi lach means I forgive you. So he's asking for mechila from the Ketzos and the Nesivis in case he butchered their words in any way. So we're gonna learn a piece from the Ketzos, and us too. Hopefully we won't butcher the words of the Ketzos. So there are two sheets you have. One is it says Ketzos Achoshen at the top. We're gonna start on the side that is page Kuf Yud Ches. See Kuf Yud Ches? On the left column, in the middle of the column, there's a base. You see that? And the big word, bold word, She'enam. Okay, I'm going to try to read as much of it inside as possible. On the left column, the bottom is footnotes. Those are not by the Ketzos. The top part, okay, so what you see in the middle box is the Shulchan Aruch. And anytime the Ketzos had a comment, they quoted the Shulchan Aruch, so you can have the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about making a shliach, appointing a shliach. It's in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Seif Beis. Osa Adam Shliach Isho Isha Vafilo Ishes Ish Vafilo Eved Veshivcha Ho Vehim Vnei Das. As long as they are thinking individuals, they have das, intelligence. V'yesha Mitzvos Mitzvos, and they also are commanded in Mitzvos. Nasim Shluchim L'Maso Matan. For business matters, they could be your messenger. Avol Misha Einem Vnei Das. And then he goes on. That's actually cut off. But somebody who is not a Ben Das, not a Bar Das, cannot be a Shliach. Okay. Now, says the She'en Ben Eda, says the Ketzos, V'roi l'sapik, it's appropriate to wonder, Heicha d'hoya pikeach b'shal shasso shliach, V'kodom shagamar hashliach shechuso nishtata hamashaleach. Okay, here's the case. Reuven sends Shimon as a shliach to do something. We're going to see a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, so we're going to use their case, which was a divorce document, a get. So Reuven wants to divorce his wife. Reuven writes a get for his wife, and he gives it to Shimon to deliver to Sarah. Okay? That's the case. Reuven gives the get to deliver to Sarah. Now, the rule is, as long as Reuven is lucid, he's allowed to give a get. What would happen if Reuven would slip, bump his head, and lose his mental capabilities, coma, or whatever it was, that he wasn't able, he had no das anymore. So the halacha is at that point he can't write he wouldn't be able to write a get. Okay? So, says the Ketzos, here's the case. Reuven writes the get and appoints Shimon to be the shliach. Now, Shimon takes the get. Okay, let's say in the time that it takes him to get to wherever he's going, Reuven becomes what's called a shota, a fool. It means he loses his das. So, Shimon already has the get, but Reuven, the one who sent him, doesn't have das anymore. And he hasn't yet given the get to Sarah. So, mi azlinan basar meikara. Do we follow the origin, the beginning? At the moment that Reuven appointed Shimon to be a shliach, Reuven was intelligent, okay? He was lucid, he was a pikeach, and that's good enough. Okay? So Shimon now takes the place of Reuven. Oazlina Basar Basov. Or no, maybe we go after the end. Vahari Bishaz Gamar Hashlichos Nishtata Hamishaleach Ubatla Shlichos. So now Shimon comes, he wants to deliver the get to Sarah. The problem is, at the moment that he's about to give it to her, Reuven doesn't have das. Somebody without das can't give a get. Do we hear the suffix? We hear the suffix? Again, Reuven was a pikeach when he appointed Shimon, but now he's not. So how do we look at it? Do we say once he appointed Shimon, Reuven is, so to speak, out of the picture? Shimon is a full-fledged, an actual, he becomes like as if he was Reuven? Or do we say no? He's just transferring the document on behalf of Reuven. So as long as Reuven can give the document, Shimon can give the document. But if Reuven is in a coma, then Shimon can't give the document. So, whatever you want, throw it in the garbage. You can wait to see if Reuven gets better. Otherwise, it's a useless document. Especially.
Well, if the person who's sending him has lost his das, then
so, but the question is, at what point do we say Shluchos Shalom Kamosov? And at what point does that happen? He's asking, does that happen right away when he transfers? Or does that happen later on? And also, what does Shluchos Shalom Kamosov mean? You're like him, meaning, I'll give you an example. The Pasuk says by Gittin, V'nasan b'yada. Pasuk in Kitzete, I think. V'nasan b'yada. The Gemara says, there's a nesina, you have to give. Okay. Now, if Reuven is in New York and Sarah is in California, so how could he give her the get? The answer is he could appoint a shliach. The shliach gives it. It's as if he gave it. Is it just Reuven, Sarah, and I'm like the guy in between, making like I'm making it happen for Reuven, or do I become like Reuven? If I become like Reuven, so I don't care if he's not. It's not a pikeach anymore. It doesn't matter to me. But if I'm an enabler. I'm enabling Reuven. Reuven can't give it to Sarah because he's 3,000 miles away. So I will stretch my hand out and become like the extension. So I'm facilitating Reuven's ability to give the get. So says the Ktzos. I'm on the last of the narrow lines. Amna matzanu shenechelku bazeh kamay. I'm now on the first wide line. We find that the truth is, says the Ktzos, this is already an earlier argument. Deladas haRambam, the Rambam's opinion, Perek Beis Mehechas Gerish and Alach Tezvav. Im haya bari b'shas minu shlichus. Let's say he was healthy, the husband was healthy at the time that he appointed a messenger. V'yachakach achsu chol ishtus. And then he got crazy, whatever it was, he lost his das. De'im nasnu ha-shliach ha-vale get min ha-Torah. Says the Rambam, min ha-Torah, this is a get. Ve'enu pasol el midrabanan. Midrabanan, you shouldn't give it. Shimon should not transfer the get. Why not? Shaloyom Roshota Bar Gerushin. Why? Because what are people going to say? Oh, did you hear Reuven and Sarah got divorced? Reuven and Sarah got divorced, but Reuven's in a coma. Oh, it must be. You could still give a get. Well, not a coma, because then he wouldn't be able to give it, but okay, whatever it is, Reuven, it must be that a Shota can give a get. And therefore, Midrabanan, we don't want you to do it, but really it works. Uladasa Tur. The Tur was the son of the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. The Tur, who was the forerunner of the Shulchan Aruch, he made the layout of the Shulchan Aruch the way it is. The Shulchan Aruch followed the Tur. The Tur was the first one to really place it in. The Tur was the first one to place in context. To place each halacha in its place. So I mentioned this before. The Gemara was written, and the Gemara goes off on tangents, makes connections, right? In Masechet Shabbos, you have the halachas of Chanukah. In Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Chanukah are not in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a separate Hilchos Chanukah. The halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah, which are Shabbos halachas, the Gemaras are in Psachim, in the last parak of Psachim. Why is it there? Oh, because it starts off with the Lil Seder and waiting to drink the Dalet Kosos until it starts talking about Kosos, and before you know it, you're learning Kiddush and Havdalah. Okay, whatever it is. But the point is that the halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah are not in Hilchos Pesach, they're in Hilchos Shabbos. So when you learn the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they put it, Hilchos Shabbos together, Hilchos Pesach together, Hilchos Chanukah together, even though the Gemara sometimes went on a tangent and things got spread out. Okay, so the Torah disagreed with the Rambam. The Torah said, Ki hai gavna, haget pasul min haTorah. Such a case, the get is completely pasul. Okay. Now, just for the sake of getting through let's continue. V'ayin pri chadash, pei reish ches is pri chadash hilchos gittin. Shehela kedasa Rambam. He follows the opinion of the Rambam. V'kasa dafilu goseis deinu bar gershin. Maso shliach kodem echach nasa goseis nami mani shlichusei v'ayinshav. A goseis is somebody who's literally on death's door. Not a very sick person. A person who's very, very, very sick. The Gemara says, is that if you saw somebody who was a goseis, 3 days later, you can assume he's not alive anymore. That's how sick the person is. So says the Pri Chadash, even if he's a goseis, if he appointed a shliach when he was healthy or even moderately sick, and then he became a goseis, while he's a goseis, you could still hand over the get, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. Again, because the Rambam said, by a shote, there was a gzeira derabanan, right? A decree, we don't want you to think somebody who has no das can give a get. But a goseis, so says the Pri Chadash, a goseis is allowed to. Uladasa Rambam d'min haTorah haviget ve'no pasal al medarabanan shlo yom u'shote bar gerushin. Im kein, says the Ketzos, another one. Hacha gabi mamon. The case in the Shulchan Aruch, this is choshen mishpat, that's monetary. So when it comes to money, ki agavna lo amrinan. It's a specific halacha by divorce. We don't want somebody to think that a person without das can make a divorce. But we don't care if you think that a person without das can make a monetary transaction. That's not going to lead to any problems. So therefore, there would be no gzeir d'rabbanan. Says the Ketzos, what would happen if Reuven appointed Shimon to give $100 to Levi, and then Reuven became a shote? So says the Ketzos, according to the Rambam, Shimon can still give the $100. According to the Tur, Shimon can't give the $100 because that's min haTorah. It was not valid by get. So min haTorah, it's not valid if the original guy is not lucid. If you look at the footnote at the bottom, in footnote 36, I'll just tell you that not everybody agrees to what the Ketzos just said. The Achiezer is Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, was one of the, he's the Posek Hador in Europe before the war. He was Nifter in 1940, I think it was. That was already the war had started. So Chaim Ozer says there's a difference between money and a get. Reuven sends Shimon to do his shlichus. If Reuven gives Shimon the $100, Reuven could potentially say, I'm giving you the $100, you become the owner of the $100 to go give to Levi, right? I'm giving it to you, you are now the owner of the $100 on condition that you give it to Levi. He could do that, and Shimon could become the owner. And Reuven is really out of the picture, except for that one tanai, one condition. But really, in monetary cases, he could be out of the picture. But when it comes to divorce, Reuven can't say, okay, Shimon, you become Sarah's husband, and you give the get. You can't do that. You can only be a messenger. When it comes to money, you don't have to be the messenger. You can become the person. Okay, it's an interesting story. Yeah. On Al Tanai, though, but it's only Al Tanai. Okay, you have to work through the Achiezer, but you see that there's a Svara here. When it comes to money, the Shliach can play a much more prominent role. When it comes to something like the case of Get, the Shliach, you can't make the Shliach the new husband. That doesn't help, right? That's ridiculous. By definition, he has to remain a Shliach until he's finished with his Shlicha. So it could be, you know, what he's saying, what the Rav Chaim Ozer was saying was, it could be that the tour would agree when it comes to money, because it's not as necessary for the shliach to remain the shliach. The shliach could himself become the owner. Okay, leaving that out. Anyway, okay, where do we get up to here? Okay, but 4 lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Avaladas haTor, dahavi min haTor, bitol hashlichos, kol shenishtat b'shas gemar hashlichos, imkein b'mamon nami, lek hashlichos. So according to the tour said straight up, it's no good min haTorah. If it's no good min haTorah, then it doesn't matter if it's a get, it doesn't matter if it's money. The shlichus is no good. According to the Rambam, the shlichus is good, just a technical problem, which is people are going to come to the wrong conclusion, and they're going to think that a person without das can divorce his wife. We don't want them to think that. But by money, we don't care. So if we don't care, then it should be good. But the Torah says no. Midoraisa, it's no good. And that's, as we mentioned, Reb Chaim Ozer perhaps disagrees with that svara. Two lines from the bottom. Amna makati tzarich lizbonin lufi das a Rambam de lo mevatal shlichusei afilu nishtata b'shas kamar shlichus. Umishum turning the page to Kuf Yud Tes. Umishum dekvar amar hashliach b'makom hamishaleach b'shal shaso. Why? And this is the clincher. The Ketzos never really speaks it out the way that, as an example, I have here the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach on that Rambam, this is Rav Meir Simcha from Dvinsk. The Or Sameach said, the Or Sameach wrote the Meshech Chachma also. The Meshech Chachma was printed first, but somebody told him, if you write a Sefer on Chumash, people are going to think you're like, Chumash, not so impressive. He told me, you know, it's a write a sefer on heavy halacha, right? The Rambam. And then everyone's going to say, wow, he's a big Talmud Chacham. And then when he puts out a sefer on Chumash, oh, wow, this must be an amazing sefer. Okay? So that was his piece of advice. If the first sefer you put out is on Chumash, so it's like lightheaded. It's like light reading. A commentary in Chumash is, okay, everybody learns Chumash. If you write a Sefer on the Rambam, you must be impressive. So that's what he did. He held off, he wrote the Meshech Chachma first, but he waited to publish it until after the Or Sameach was published, and then the Meshech Chachma came out. And both of them are classics. I don't even know if the advice was necessary. The Meshech Chachma is such an excellent, I mean, doesn't need my Haskama, but... The Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma, very sharp. So the Or Sameach speaks it out clearly, but the Ketzos is getting to the same thing. And this is the Lamdus. The Machlokas between the way the Ketzos learns, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. Although if you look in the footnote 37, he goes on and on about other ways to learn the Rambam. Not for now, but let's. How does the Ketzos understand? And the Or Sameach says the same thing and others as well. When a Shliach... You know what? Let me even read it from the words of the... I'm going to read the words of the Or Sameach. L'chor etoloi b'zeh, says the Or Sameach. Im nomar, if we say, D'rak ha-pa'ula shel ha-shliach ha-viki'ilu pol ha-mishaleach, the act that the shliach did is as if the sender did it, as if the baal did it, Avalim nomer shahamishaleach hu osa hashliach kigufo viyado shal hashliach chashuv ki yado shal hamishaleach. Or is it that the messenger, the shliach, is in place of the mishaleach? Do we say that the act that I'm doing, Ruth Shimon is giving the get to Sarah, is that it's as if he's doing it? It's as if the act of giving it is as if the mishaleach, the sender, the husband, gave the get. Or is it no? The shliach becomes in place of the mishaleach. Literally, shlucho shel adam kemoso. Okay. Now, if you look, the other sheet. This was a Gemara. So, if you look in the middle, it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says... Ha'omer tenu get zeh le'ishti shtar shecher zeh la'avdi umes. If a person says to a shliach, ha'omer, a person who says tenu get zeh le'ishti, give this get to my wife, shtar shecher zeh la'avdi, or this document of freedom to my servant so that he can go free, umes, and then he dies before it was given over, lo yitnu le'achar misa, you don't give it after the person dies, you don't give it. Why not? So the Mishnah doesn't say. By the way, just so you know, why would a person who's very sick want to give his wife a get?
To prevent further issues with marriage, like with having to like do the
Yibum. Excellent. This comes up in the Gemara. I mean, nowadays we don't practice Yibum, but let's say she doesn't want to marry the brother, so he wants to avoid the whole issue. Very easy way to avoid the whole issue. If the husband, on his deathbed, gives her a get, then she's divorced. She doesn't have to worry about Yibum. Okay, so it says it's not so romantic. But more businesslike. But okay, I guess if the brother's a bad guy and you want to avoid him at all costs. Okay, says, if you look at Rashi on the side, lo yithnu lach, Misa says Rashi, the gita lohavi ademata liyade. The get doesn't take effect until it reaches her hand. B'chimata liyade, hamisle, meshachre. By the time Sarah has the get, Reuven already died. Upaka le rishuse. And she is no longer the wife of Reuven. In other words, Reuven died, they're no longer married. So you can't give the get. Let's hold off on the Rashi. Let's go to Tosfos. Tosfos says, we're running out of time. Tosfos says, lo yitnu la'achar misa. Okay, the third of the wide lines of Tosfos. V'kamash malan de'in get la'achar misa. The Mishnah is coming to teach us a halacha in get la'achar misa. Af agav de behed yitzanam perek misha achso. Later on, adaf ayin beis. In Maseches Gittin, the Mishnah says clearly, "Ein get lahalacha of ein get lachar misa." We know this halacha already, so why are we teaching this halacha? Ein get lachar misa. Halacha itzurch lashminan. Over here, we have to specify why. Skipping the parentheses, de afagav shemina magarish b'chayav hashliach lo chashav lios kamoso. Even though you appointed Reuven, appointed Shimon to be the shliach, even so, he doesn't become the shliach. He's not kimoso achar moso. After Reuven dies, he's no longer the shliach. Ki'ilu hu atmo kaim, as if he himself was alive. Elachashiv get la'achar misa. It's considered a get la'achar misa. Make a long story short. The next paragraph in the Ketzos, which starts Venira, I'm not going to be able to read inside. I'm not going to have time to read inside. But he says that this is really a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The machlokas being the Rambam and the Tor, say machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Again, there's two ways of looking at it. Do we say your act is as if he did it, or do you become the guy? You're the new person. So, what did Rashi say? Rashi says, you know why? You know why this that you can't give the get anymore after the person dies? Because they're not married. Rashi didn't say because you're not his shliach anymore. Rashi said because you're not married anymore. There's nobody to divorce. She's not married to him anymore. Tosfos said no. Tosfos said, why did it say in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis, it says, ain't get la'achar misa. You can't give a get after the husband died. On Daf Yud Gimel, why does it have to say it here also? The answer is here it's talking about a shliach. I might think if you appointed a shliach that it would work. Kamash Malah, no. After the owner dies, there's no shlichus left. Why is there no shlichus left? Says the Ketzos. Tosfos is learning that a shliach, it's the action of the shliach counts as if the owner did it. Well, the owner is not alive. The owner can't do it anymore, right? If the owner can't do the action, then somebody else can't do the action on his behalf. But according to Rashi, give me a moment here. According to Rashi, if you go to the paragraph on the left side, five lines before the end of the paragraph. In the middle of the line, Umi dekasa Rashi taima mishum depaka reshusay v'nechas to reshus yarshin. Okay, he's quoting a different Rashi which says the same thing. And for the fact that Rashi says, what's the reason why? Because paka reshusay and nechas to reshus yarshin, meaning they're no longer married, or he gives a case where the there was a yerush involved. But for our case, v'tepikolay del achar misa laka mishaleach. Why don't we say that there's no shlichas anymore? Why didn't Rashi just say? You can't be a shliach on behalf of somebody who's not alive. Mashma desfirle la Rashi nami kishitas ha Rambam. Rashi holds like the Rambam. Benishtata kodem nesina havishliach. Okay? And as Rashi holds like the Rambam, that you become like the shliach, like the mishaleach. You become the new mishaleach. If you become the new mishaleach, as long as you're around, you could give the get. So why can't you give a get after somebody passes away? Well, that's a different reason. That's because Pakalei Rishusei, they're not married anymore. So you're giving a get for somebody who's not married. What does it help? Right? So Rashi and the Rambam learn that the whole concept of Shlichus is the Shliach becomes like the Mishaleach. There's a new person in place. And he could do what he wants. So whether the Mishaleach is a Shote or if he's not alive anymore, in theory, you could give the get. Now, after death, everybody agrees you can't give the get, but that's because they're not married. Tosfos holds like the tour, and Tosfos says, no, we just connect the act. It's as if just instead of Reuven in New York giving the get, I'm going to be his Yada Arichta. I'm going to be like an extension of him, and I'm going to give it in California. That says the Ketzos is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, and also between Rashi and Tosfos. Have a wonderful vacation.